Happy Easter, this is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 105, verses 1 through 15. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make his deeds known to all people, sing to God, sing praises to the Lord, dwell on all his wondrous works, give praise to God's holy name, let the hearts rejoice of those seeking the Lord. Pursue the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wondrous works he has done, all his marvelous works and the justice he declared. You who are the offspring of Abraham his servant and the children of Jacob his chosen ones. The Lord, he is our God. His justice is everywhere throughout the whole world. God remembers his covenant forever. The word he commanded to 1,000 generations which he made with Abraham. The solemn pledge he swore to Isaac. God set it up as a binding law for Jacob, as an eternal covenant to Israel, promising, I hereby give you the land of Canaan as your allotted inheritance. When they were few in number, insignificant, just immigrants, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to the next, God didn't let anyone oppress them. God punished kings for their sake. Don't touch my anointed ones. Don't harm my prophets. Today's Old Testament reading comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verses 1 through 8. Then the Lord said to Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of Israel's elders, and worship from a distance. Only Moses came near to the Lord. The others shouldn't come near, while the people shouldn't come up with him at all. Moses came and told the people all the Lord's words and all the case laws. All the people answered in unison, everything that the Lord has said we will do. Moses then wrote down all the Lord's words. He got up early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain. He set up 12 sacred pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. He appointed certain young Israelite men to offer entirely burnt offerings and slaughter oxen as well-being sacrifices to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls. The other half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the covenant scroll and read it out loud for the people to hear. They responded, everything that the Lord has said we will do, and we will obey. Moses then took the blood and threw it over the people. Moses said, this is the blood of the covenant that the Lord now makes with you on the basis of all these words. Today's New Testament reading comes from Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 23. See to it that nobody enslaves you with philosophy and foolish deception, which conform to human traditions in the way the world thinks and acts rather than Christ. All the fullness of deity lives in Christ's body, and you have been filled by him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him you were also circumcised, and with a circumcision not administered by human hands. The circumcision of Christ is realized in the stripping away of the whole self dominated by sin. You were buried with him through baptism, and raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead because of the things you had done wrong, and because your body wasn't circumcised, God made you alive with Christ and forgave all the things you had done wrong. He destroyed the record of the debt we owed, with its requirements that worked against us. He canceled it by nailing it to the cross. When he disarmed the rulers and authorities, he exposed them to public disgrace by leading them in a triumphal parade. So don't let anyone judge you about eating or drinking or about a festival, a new moon observance, or Sabbaths. These religious practices are only a shadow of what was coming. The body that casts the shadow is Christ. Don't let anyone who wants to practice harsh self-denial and worship angels rob you of the prize. They go into detail about what they have seen in visions and have become unjustifiably arrogant by their selfish ways of thinking. They don't stay connected to the head. The head nourishes and supports the whole body through the joints and ligaments, so the body grows with a growth that is from God. If you died with Christ to the way the world thinks and acts, why do you submit to rules and regulations as though you were living in the world? Don't handle, don't taste, don't touch. All these things cease to exist when they are used. Such rules are human commandments and teachings. They look like they are wise with this self-made religion and their self-denial by the harsh treatment of the body, but they are no help against indulging in selfish, immoral behavior. Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 12 through 17. Now when Jesus heard that John was arrested, he went to Galilee. He left Nazareth and settled in Capernaum, which lies along the sea in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali. This fulfilled what Isaiah the prophet said, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, along the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who lived in the dark have seen a great light, and a light has come upon those who lived in the region and in shadow of death." From that time, Jesus began to announce, "Change your hearts and lives. Here comes the kingdom of heaven."
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I found, leaves the 99. And I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah! Is risen. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out your praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith
that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words, which were part of what opened our time together from the beginning of Psalm 105. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make his deeds known to all people. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you back here on Monday, or if you'd like to worship together this weekend, there's a link and information about how to do that in the description of this episode. Whenever we see you next, we'll see you. Have a wonderful weekend. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Reckless Love, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.